Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Couples TV Show with Greg and Cheryl Clark. You have made a great choice. Now sit back, take notes, and expect your relationship to transform today. Now join me in welcoming your hosts, Greg and Cheryl Clark.
Well, 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 we're very blessed and thankful for another Monday afternoon here in the United States to share with you, to interact with you. Of course, this is your main man, Gregory Clark Sr., having a tremendous time. And without further ado, it's a pleasure of mine to introduce to some and present to others my co-host, Cheryl Clark.
Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you for joining us. And like Greg said, it's our pleasure to be with you in the United States. And we know that there's a lot of people listening to us from other countries, and we appreciate you tuning in with us, and we hope you enjoy today.
And definitely, and as always, if you want to call in our Monday telecast, you can call in at 347-996-3160. Again, that is 347-996-3160 to be a part of today's discussion, which is concerning expanding your ideas. But one of the things that I want to state before we even jump into the direct topic is that I just wanted to acknowledge our forefathers, acknowledge those individuals who came before us, because through their stance, through their ideals and ideas, myself and my wife and even up to the lineage of our children have the opportunity to be blessed and to do things that other generations weren't able to do or given the opportunity to do.
Yes.
So it would be remiss of me or our family not to at least acknowledge those who have came before us. We are very inclusive. That's why more or less even though our tone and some of the things that we reference to our resources are based in Christianity, but in overall we are spiritualists who are individuals who are open to all people. There's nothing more worse than a closed mind. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to let my wife, you know, express herself in her own particular thought.
No, I think you said it bad. I think that was great.
We will jump into our topic. But it's just, you know, sometimes we get caught up in the euphoria of the situation. And for those of you who are understanding my thought pattern, you understand, I don't have to go into specifics to the reason why we're saying that, because we're not going to give any type of attention to, you know, situations or to, you know, jump on the bandwagon. I even had a couple of messages from people saying, you know, interesting, you know, what is your take on a certain particular topic? And I might post something on our Facebook page collectively, but to take the time away from what we're here to expand our minds, to share, to glean, to grow, would to give whatever ignorance is being shared justice and validity. And one of the things that you always have to understand, anytime you focus your attention on things that take away from your overall perspective, that means that situation or that individual or that particular cycle is being, you know, absorbed too well. So, you know, on behalf of us, and just want to just acknowledge, you know, our forefathers, those who came before us, those who have left a lasting legacy, and ultimately we're here now in the present to create our own token so those can stand up, so individuals who come after us can stand upon us and to continue to expand and grow who we are. Cheryl?
No, I think that's great. I think, like you said, to give honor where honor is due is very much so needful for us, for what we're doing on this vein and this platform that we stand on, which is family, and really just to coming together as one and having the same mind, same spirit, and same goal to reach that. We wouldn't have this opportunity if it wasn't for the people that came before us. So that's great that you really started off with that this morning or this afternoon. Greg?
Yes. Well, definitely, as we stated, today's episode is referencing how to expanding your the title is simply expanding your ideas through. And I know some of the individuals who probably already saw our episode information was probably why, you know, he didn't finish out the thought. And I go into that because, see, one of the worst assumptions you can ever do is to think that to expand what you're doing, to grow what you're doing, to take the gifts and abilities that are innately within you and just think that there's just one particular path to flow or to allow your thoughts to be expressed or to see your ideas come to fruition or to see things being blessed through others is like one particular road. It would be the worst assumption, as we've learned, you know, we don't want anyone to make an ass out of themselves by assuming. So there are many different or inordinate ways to expand your ideas, to take what you see from an ethereal sense and then turn it into something more tangible, even though it's temporary for a season, even if you have something that you bring to the forefront that lasts for a time, but at least you've taken the idea that started in thought and translated it into something greater and bigger. And one of the first thoughts I would definitely share today is from Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, and it's about expanding your ideas, but you have to listen to the words, and the words are very paramount because you'll hear what I'm about to share, and then you will, some people will have their own, you know, notions already ingrained in them, but it's a useful tool when it comes to expanding your ideas, and it starts with, emptiness is the starting point. In order to taste my cup of water, you must first empty your cup, my friend. Drop all your preconceived and fixed ideas and be neutral. Do you know why this cup is useful? Because it is empty. Now, that goes back to, as my wife stated before and I've shared, you know, there was a time that, you know, we were active, you know, servants and serving people in a particular spiritual retrospective. But at the same time, it goes back into a universal tone. You see, someone can come that you're willing to assist and to help, and they can come in with, you know, well, I'm a doctor of this, and I'm, you know, I have my master's in that, and I am, you know, such and such, and I study that, blah, blah, blah. See, they're already, that individual is going to be hard to work with. Why? Because they already are coming in with the thought pattern that they are. And sometimes you actually detract and destroy your ideas by coming into situations like you're there. Oh, you are. And you want to throw up your chest and you want to express yourself and you're trying to, you know, prove who you are. But see, when you have the ability to start empty, and that's why I like that tone. I sometimes go back to it and just reread it over and over again as a good mantra, because in order to be effective in life, and it has nothing to do with intelligence, but in order to be effective in life, to truly learn, there are times you have to sit back and act like, you know, you can have the vast knowledge network, resources, intelligence, proven you're down with Mensa and everything else. But sometimes it's good just to sit there and be like, you know what, you teach me something. I don't understand. I may have an idea, but tell it to me again. It's not that I'm playing the fool or I'm playing like I don't have the ability to absorb, but say it again. Let me glean something from you. And that's why even when we share the telephone number, the 347-996-3160, we want the interaction. We wish for the interaction. We know that we're pretty much strengthened and we're strong in our foundation, that we have the ability to help others and to lead others. But it's always great to get different perspectives, to see the pot being mixed together with all different thoughts that are working towards one goal is such a great feeling. And it starts with that emptiness. See, some people would assume that that emptiness means that there's nothing there, there's nothing to build on, there's not. No. It has nothing to do with that. If anything, when you can allow yourself to be empty from the sense of not allowing your ego to be at play, and just to pontificate and to prove that, you know, you have this title or you went to a certain school or you're with this certain particular group of individuals whom you socialize with, that has nothing to do with anything. Because truly, it, to grow, you have to empty yourself at times. Sometimes you have to go 5 steps backward, where people say, oh, my God, you're going backwards. No, I'm actually growing. Because I'm letting go of certain things that is preventing me from moving forward because I are holding on to all these fixed ideas that I have of situations. I have my preconceived notions and things have to be this particular way and that particular way, and there's no adaptation. And the worst thing you can ever do if you want to expand your ideas, and that goes to regards whatever your passion is, whatever it is that you think that you're supposed to be sharing on this particular plane, whatever it is where it comes to even your interactions with your family. When you get to the point that you think you've arrived, that just shows that there's a lot more that you have to learn. So to be as useful as the cup is useful because it is empty, because it's just waiting for something else to come in. It's waiting for, it's like when I see my wife drink her coffee, she has this particular mug. That mug is of no use until the coffee goes in it. That cup can sit there and just be, okay, it's empty. It's cleaned out, it's washed out, you know. Kids do their chores and make sure my wife rinses it out, and she puts it back in its proper place until the next time it's needed. But see, when you look about that, that cup becomes useful because it's empty, because now she has to refill it with some more coffee or whatever beverage that she so desires. And when you look at that, sometimes we keep ourselves away from the blessings and the things that the universe is attempting to bring to bear or bring to fruition or bring even to your own personal enlightenment because we're already full. We already know. We already have something established. So since I have something established, you know, I have nothing to add. Now, before I throw it over to my wife, there's nothing wrong to follow those or to have a mentor or to follow systems that are in play, because sometimes you have people who are trying their best to prove something, trying to reinvent the wheel when the wheel is already there and it's already doing what it's supposed to do. All you need to do is perfect it. So in that particular standpoint, don't equate, you know, finding systems that can help you accentuate what you're doing to be a blessing to others by the same thing as emptiness. That's why I want to make sure there's no assumptions or any type of, you know, digressions being made that you end up not listening or seeing the blessing in what we're sharing and assuming it with emptiness. Cheryl?
Yeah, that was really good. Actually, I've never heard that that quotation before, so being, you know, just listening when Greg shared it earlier today with me, I thought it was very interesting. And to start off with an empty cup is a process that it's an enlightening process, because, and it's not just, it will bring about better relationships, but it also internally personal development. It really does something internally for oneself, because you not only will learn more about yourself when you become empty, it reframes, because we talk a lot about in psychology about reframing the client and reframing of what they think that their thought processes is, and how to, and what happened if something tragic happened, how do you reframe that in order for them to be able to now function in life. And a lot of times being empty, the process of becoming empty is not is really for us internally to now reframing our mind to say, to be the constant student, always be in the in a reciprocal to be able to be filled up. If you wake up every morning and say, I'm ready to be filled with information, it gives you the opportunity to grow internally and spiritually, and whatever you filling yourself with, you be able to learn and think and bring about a personal development that wasn't there before, because now you have opened up your way of being a constant student, that you're constantly learning. And if you are able to do that, the ability will open up to tremendously from you. Like Greg was saying, these lines are open for you to now share your opportunity and share what we have, because our experiences are to be shared with you, with the public, because we felt like 20 years in of being in a relationship, and even more so dating prior to our marriage, it's wisdom that has come throughout the years to now to be given out. And if you are open to receive what we're saying, then you too can now have a successful and happy marriage. And we also connect with other people that's in dedicated relationships, because you learn from others. And another thing is we encourage people to get a mentor. If you are just going about your daily life and you don't have no guidance, what happens is you start to guide yourself. And you're not learning from people. You're not learning. We are creatures, and we are supposed to connect with other people and relationships and build relationships and build things and give what we learn. So if your glass is always half full, you are not learning much during the day. But if your glass is, you wake up with a glass empty, and you saying that my cup is empty to be able to receive knowledge, be able to give, and so I can give to others. I think it's an amazing process. And once we get to learn that, we can truly understand what it is to be a constant learner, a constant student, and to be able to give freely. Greg?
Definitely. And now, as some of you may have heard what my wife stated about being half empty, she's not talking about your mindset. She wasn't referring to your mindset. We wasn't telling you. She wasn't referring to you to tell you that to be a half-empty person means that, no. We're not talking about mindset. We're talking about your overall stanchion. We want you to be a half-full person when it comes to, in reference to how you're navigating your path. Being half-empty means you're leaning always towards the negative. Oh, this is bad. And that's bad. And this is going on in my life. And oh my God, everything is complaint. And everything is not working out to my potential. That's half empty. Being half full is to understand that, you know, you may not necessarily get everything that you expect or wish to occur or think in your own personal mind is supposed to happen. But if you get something out of it and someone else gets something out of it, and that's why they always talk about compromise is such a great thing. Compromise used to be assumed to be a bad situation. Oh, you gave up too much because they got some of the stuff they want. Okay, but did I get some of the stuff that I want? So that means it was an effective compromise, because in the end all, if they won and I won, then we won. So I don't want anyone to, you know, send us a, you know, or make a post or have an inflection in their own mind stating that my wife was talking about, excuse me, your particular mindset. It has nothing to do with your mindset. We're dealing with the fact of how to expand effectively your ideas and never allow yourself to be a full cup. Don't go through situations where you're just making that terrible, and I'm going to keep, and it seems repetitive, but it's for someone out there, they need to hear it, that you go through life thinking or assuming that you know everything, that you're the end-all, be-all to get certain things done. And if you are that person, well, hopefully we're part of the process. We're not going to say we're the end-all, be-all, but hopefully we're part of the process of finally turning that head around and towards something that's going to be more stable and more of an apparent growth avenue for yourself in your overall life. Now, the next thought, which probably a lot of people have heard, and it goes back to expanding your ideas, but it needs to be repeated and shared again. This goes back to Socrates. Now, I know from my related studies and things that I've expected, even though we're giving credit to Socrates, we know in a whole perspective, and it's proven based on history, that a lot of the Greek theology or theos that we usually share wasn't necessarily their own. It goes back to, you know, some of the individuals that they learned from who were of different dissemination. But you right now, Socrates is the person who gets credit for this particular thought. And it goes to simply stating, strong minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Weak minds discuss people. Now, how does that equate with expanding your ideas? Now, you think about what I just said. Strong minds discuss ideas. See, if you know that you're allowing yourself, and that goes back to the half full perspective of your overall thought pattern and your overall mindset, then you understand that your ideas need to be shared. There are days where my wife has great ideas, and I'm the first one I tell her. I'm the first one I say, okay, put the idea on the dartboard, and I'm going to start throwing darts at it. And it's not to belittle her idea, but anyone with some level of semblance, and you're talking about doing something that's going to effectively either help someone or help us or anything like that, you have to throw the idea, and it goes even for myself. When I come up with an idea, darts have to be thrown at it. And it's not purposeful darts that you're saying, oh, I'm just trying to burst your bubble. No. It's about throwing darts to say, okay, if this occurs, what will happen to the idea? And if you throw the dart and nothing happens to the idea, okay, that's good. Okay, now here's the next question. If this occurs, okay, what will happen to the idea? I throw the next dart. Oh, sugar. Nothing happened. Or the idea was able to work within me throwing the darts. Now you have an idea that has some strength. And usually the ideas that have the greatest strength are the ones that come to fruition. And that's why at times, and me and my wife have certain discussions privately, when we talk about the whole perspective, when you're looking at in reference to this whole stem of reality TV that they call it, and how it's just another form of almost bringing people to that weak mind status. Because, see, weak minds discuss people. When you hear all the different accolades, and just like we stated, we're not going to go into specifics, but you can hear all the different things and what people will do to hear their name, you know, chimed all over the place, or to see themselves do certain things that are just shared all over the place. It becomes kind of sad. And it can weaken a society. But see, we're not here to help society as a whole, because we understand who we're called to help. We know who we're called to serve, and we know we're here for you. We know for here for those that we empower, that we mentor, and even those who still pour into us. We have the ability to understand that when you're spending your time worrying about what people are discussing about you, it shows how weak your mind is. And then we go to events. Average minds discuss events. See, my thing is I don't want anyone to ever be average. See, it's easy to be average. It's like looking at a mountain and saying, well, you know, there's a peak, there's a summit, and there's the ground. And think of weak minds are the people that are at the ground level. It's true. It may sound harsh. Some people may not like it, but it's the truth. Weak minds are those that are at the base ground. They're at the base of the mountain. They're not trying to call up. All they want to do is they heard, you know, Jenny Sue said something about Johnny May and with Billy Bob. They're going to stay at that ground level. There's a sentiment, and there's just a perpetual spirit that's just going to stay there. And it's not knocking the spirit, but it is what it is, because everyone has to aspire to wherever level that they see themselves. And then you have the average minds. They may get to the summit. They may start going there. Oh, well, you know, while we're climbing up, you know, That boy over there got X, Y, and Z, and that girl over here got A, B, C. It's like, okay, now we're discussing events. But see, now when you start moving towards the peak, and you're talking about ideal building, an idea building, now you're dealing with a level where now you have your think tanks, and you have individuals who are strategizing, and your intelligence communities, and your things that you're wondering why, you know, certain things are commonplace, or certain things occur, or certain things happen, because there are people who are actually sitting there strategizing these things. If they're concocting the ideas, putting it through its paces, and if it sticks, next you know, it trickles down through the average mind and then to the weak mind. So we'd rather you be at the strong mind level, where you're discussing ideas, where you're discussing thoughts, where you're discussing experiences that are going to help accentuate those ideas. And ultimately, if those ideas are an outpouring from your passion, then you ultimately are being blessed by being a smart steward of what was given to you, and on top of that, being a blessing to others. So always look at yourself as a strong mind. Now, if you feel you're at the level that you're hanging out with weak-minded people, does that mean that you'll stay as a weak mind? No, it does not. You have to make the decision to say, you know what? I'm kind of seeing that I'm at one of these three levels right now. If you're already at the strong mind level, as we stated with Bruce Lee's quote, then you continue to stay at that strong mind level by understanding that at times you have to empty that cup, open your mind to different new ideas or things that can accentuate and grow what you're doing. If you're at the average mind level, then you can migrate up to the next level above you. But then you have to understand that there's certain things that you have to start cutting out, certain perspectives that you have to eliminate. Certain people may not be around you. Certain things you can't just absorb anymore. And then even as, you know, we talk internally between me and my wife, there's certain times, there's certain perspectives that maybe there's certain times a change or a move needs to occur. But if you're at the weak mind level where all you're caring about is, you know, who's yelling at who and, you know, things that are just don't do you any, it's not even fat. Like how people say, you know, you eat too much and you eat too much fat or you eat too much this. You can't even call it fat. It's just all empty. That's when it's real empty. Not about being an empty cup, which allows you to continue to garner and to grow. But we're talking about, when they talk about empty calories, calories that are just, you just consume and it does nothing. All it does is just expand the waistline. And you think you're growing, but you're just getting fat. That's where that weak-minded state is. And even those individuals have the ability to elevate themselves. But it's always a personal choice. So you have to remember, there's always the idea level. There's always people who just care about the events of the day and just stuck at the events of the day. And there are people who just worry about discussing what their neighbors are doing, what their boss is doing, what their family members are doing, without actually stopping, closing their mouth, and looking in the mirror and saying, you know, what do I need to do? Cheryl?
You said a lot there, going using the mind, but I want to bring it back because Greg and I was just talking about, I remember the verse, I'm no theologian by far, but I remember in the Bible, and I just pulled it up about, it says about with the mind that we serve the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and it's with the mind that we serve the Lord. And I remember I heard T.D. Jakes said one time about the mind is where we have the greatest conflict. And there are so many people that we struggle with their finances and struggle with everything else, and it starts in the mind. And we always wonder, there's some people that go to bed tired and sleep for 8 hours and still wake up tired. And it's like, because your mind was in turmoil, your mind did not rest. And with that being with the average mind and all that just reminds me is that when we go to sleep at night, it's your spiritual body. And there's something that Greg and I, you have to have some type of belief. How, you know, that it's something. I don't care if it's like Greg said, we don't discriminate. But whatever your religion is, we're not about religion or if your belief, whatever your belief system is, but you have to believe in something. And to be able to and to have a to be one with yourself, and to have your mind at rest is something so powerful to have, because you're not going to be worrying about the other person, because you know that your time for something is at hand when you understand what you need to do. And if your mind is right and you don't have anything to worry about and all this is happening to you and you're, oh, I can't pay my bills and my life is crappy and like what Greg was just saying, and you're fighting against your own mind. And what it is a mind-changing thing that you have to start doing and start knowing that if you're a strong-minded person, no, you can't waver. You have to know that you know that you know that there is something working on your side, that there is something that is going to happen, that you were put here for a purpose and a reason. And I also want to share this story with you. I've heard this and was saying T.D. Jakes and the same thing. He said, you ever notice a turtle? A turtle has a shell, and a turtle crawls on its all fours and it's low to the ground, and it feeds off the ground. It feeds off of whatever is on the ground. The grass, whatever else it's going to eat, it feeds off the ground. And you ever notice a giraffe? A giraffe has a long neck, and it feeds high in off trees. And the giraffe is, you could be one of two people. You could be that turtle that could feed off the ground and be average, or you can be that giraffe, and don't apologize for my high neck, and that I can feed off of different trees and different fruits that come off the trees and stuff like that, and pick what different fruits because I can reach it with my long neck. But because of a turtle, you just hoping and praying maybe one of the fruit may drop off the tree, and you'll probably get a little piece. The thing is, you have to determine in your mind what you're going to be. And there's nothing wrong with being a turtle if that's where you want to be. But I'm not going to apologize for wanting to reach being a giraffe.
Come on.
So whatever your mindset is and wherever you want to be in life, if you want to be average, that's fine. That's where you are. But I'm not going to apologize because my neck is long. And I'm reaching for an apple. Sometime I'll get a pear. And sometime I'll get an orange. And not waiting for a piece to drop on the ground to get it. So it's all about what you are thinking and how you are growing. There's a purpose in your life. There's a purpose that you are here for. And the thing is, are you a turtle? Or are you a giraffe? Will you reach for it? Because sometimes when you start reaching for stuff, it may feel a little uncomfortable. But the reach, your reach is there. And the fruit will meet you there. Right?
Definitely. And she just said a particular thought, which is very paramount. At times when you're reaching for better, it can be stressful. It can put you in a particular point where you're trying to figure out, did we make the right decision? Are we emboldening ourselves to make the right decision? But I thought about something, and this is something that came to me not too long ago. I spent some time with one of my children, and she had a project, and we went and took her to a planetarium, and we saw a particular film, and in the film, it was talking about the expansion of the universe, and how the universe just continues to expand and expand. And the funny thing about how the universe expands, it's not asking any permission. It's not asking, okay, what did I do yesterday, the reason why I'm continuing to expand today? It's just expanding. It's just expanding, and certain things collapse, and certain things over the course of time, and the course of just cosmic movement, certain things are destroyed. But even when something gets destroyed, that matter just retranslates itself into something else. So actually, even though it may not be what it was before, it's still something. So when you start thinking about it, when it comes to expanding your ideas, and there's, you know, so many, you know, balls in the air that me and Cheryl have, you know, from doing writings, and, you know, we had certain situations that were meant to happen that, you know, not so much took our focus away, but, you know, allowed us to have a certain pause in certain tributaries just to say, you know, you got that needs to be worked out. There's a reason why this is occurring within the family. There's a reason why you can't be focused totally doing X, Y, and Z at this particular moment. Not saying you're not focused on it. You're taking a light pause. You didn't stop the flow towards it. You just instead of being, you know, the regular trickle, now it's just drops. Because, you know, the idea is still there. The idea is not dead. But through that, and through that ability of saying, you know what, you still need to expand, you still need to do better, you still have to allow yourself to reach, like she said about that giraffe. That giraffe could sit there and be upset and be like, you know what, people are laughing at me because I got a long neck. But the giraffe laughs last because if the giraffe has enough sense about themselves, they can look down and say, wait a minute, where I'm reaching to get the food that's nourishing me and allowing me to even continue to grow and still develop, you can't even reach. You're not aspiring to reach. You're not wishing to reach. So I should stop expanding because of you? Or, and now, when I talk about expanding, you expand with wisdom. Let me precursor what I'm talking about when I'm talking about expansion. And this has nothing to do with faith, because faith without works is dead. But even when you're utilizing your faith, you should always use wisdom. So expand with wisdom. Anything that you do. Now, are you going to take risk in life? Are you going to take things that, as you're expanding your ideas, that are risk-taking? Yes, and I'll be the first one to say, do it, because we've done it. We've taken many risks and come out the other side. We're like, whew, I don't know how that happened, but, you know, but there was somehow the universe had a way of saying, you know what, this person was willing to stretch their hand out, not just hang out and pick it up onions and leeks, but they were going for the dates and the grapes. So I'm going to reach them there. All of a sudden, they're going to turn around, and dates and grapes become their diet, and they no longer have to worry about onions and leeks. So when you're expanding your ideas, when you're expanding your consciousness, when you're expanding your reach, when you're expanding your ideas, when you're expanding your passion, always do it with a level mind, without emotionalism, and at the same time, always precursor it with some wisdom. And that's where it goes back to Bruce Lee's point. Because, see, those who usually, you know, I'm going to do this anyway, it may work. But you're going to put a lot of people through stress just because you got this point to prove. And some people like to micromanage. That's their toll. Not saying it's bad, not saying it's good. That's just their thing. But when it comes to overall understanding with what you're doing, to expand yourself, to go beyond, and even Cheryl did a great job just now when she was talking about, and as she was discussing the fact that, you know, regardless of wherever stage you are at in that Socrates quote, you have the ability to move on.
Yeah, I wanted to say something else. And like I said, I'm no theologian, but Jesus said in the Bible, it said, go into the world and reach all mankind, reach all kinds of people. That means not just in your neighborhood. That means that means the world. And if you are going to reach the world, that means that you are some type of leader. And it's just not. And then when you're some type of leader, that means that you are stretching. That means you have to stretch just a little bit. That means you have to stretch your understanding. That means that if you're going to reach other people in the other world, you should be able to now understand when you go into a different community or a different way of living to understand that that is going to expand your insight about that different culture of people. And that is amazing because sometimes when you stay just in the United States, and we've been to many countries and different cultures just to see that and go with the empty cup to be filled with other people's culture and other things. Get out of your comfort zone and learn about what's going on about you. That way you can be able to now go forth and lead others because now you are a forward thinker. You're thinking out of your box. You're living like Greg was saying about taking a risk about things that you're thinking about doing. Stop thinking about doing it and do it. And it's not just about like I said, your little box that you're in, and then we become stuck sometimes. And if you, in a way that you get stuck, you won't be able to find that potential mate that you've been looking for, or business partner, or opportunity if you're in your corner. And as individuals, sometimes as regular, average people, we tend to, like the turtle, retreat in our shell when it gets hard.
Mm.
When life gets hard, we tend to retreat. Not a leader. A giraffe has to stretch. We can't play it safe and then retreat into our shell when it gets hard. We have to be able to be in the forefront and be able to say, I know that I'm living this. I know that there's something, I believe, higher that got me. If I fall, I know that God got me. That's what I believe in. I believe if I fall, that God has me. I believe that there's things that is greater than I that I believe is happening for us. For this purpose, this time, that is my time, and we need to get the backbone and the mindset to say, it is my time. I am no longer going to be average and retreat into my shell. I'm going to be that giraffe and reach for the stars and start reaching for the fruit at the top of the tree. Greg?
That's very true, and that's what it's all about. I mean, there's things that, in order to be vibrant, in order to keep vibrating at a particular level, you have to keep, you know, the people who are at the top, and I'm not talking about 1%ers, 2%ers, I'm talking about anyone who's actually doing something that they are happy at what they're doing, and then through that, they are being blessed with, you know, certain things added to them. There's a certain vibration where those people are navigating life at, where not everyone navigates or allows themselves to navigate to. And that's what it's all about when we're here even today talking about, you know, expanding your opportunities, that expanding your ideas. But see, even before I really get before myself, I want to say another thought. This is by Simon Sinek. Ideas alone are not scalable. Only when an idea is put into words that people can clearly understand can an idea inspire action. And see, when you think about that, Yeah, so many people say, well, we need to do something like this and do something like that. Okay, let's put it into action. Let's see if it works. That's the same thing as when I just stated about, I will have an idea or Cheryl will have an idea, and, we start throwing doubts at it. We start, sitting there. Even yesterday, we had a great conversation as we were, having a discussion and having, a really in-depth, heart-to-heart and expressing ourselves about certain things and certain things that we see not only for ourselves but, to be a blessing for our family. And it's like, after a while, as much as that you can retreat into a level of, I'm not going to push myself forward and blah, 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 and then that part of you that has some sense who understands what you've done in the past, reawakens in you like, wait a minute, how did you think you got to where you're at now? How do you think that you've at least arrived to this point in your life? Yeah, you have the scars. Yeah, you've been cut. Yeah, you may have been lied upon or cheated or whatever. But that has nothing to do with right now. But you're here right now. So you're here right now and you're going to just be complacent? Complacency, it's almost like okay, I'm just going to be here and tread water. No, you have to swim to the other side. Like me and my wife were joking about this show that just had us enthralled yesterday, which we won't say the title, but, sometimes you just got to take the risk and just, either swim to the thing or crawl through or walk or whatever and battle what you need to battle and just go through it in order to get to a particular state. It says, wait a minute. At one point, I would never believe that I would be able to do X, Y, and Z. And wait a minute, I went through this particular task of this particular motion, and I've arrived here. That's someone who's expanded their whole overall outlook on themselves. Wait a minute, I didn't know that was in me. Yeah, until you put yourself at that particular time, at that particular place, and on top of that, actually activated yourself to say, I need to go through this. It's not, and see, you still have, and I'm keep going back because repetition is key. You still go through it with some level of wisdom. You figure out the plan. Just like I said, like I just stated, I have a discussion. See, the worst thing you can do is when you're in a partnership, you just start going left and everyone is just standing there and says, okay, we'll follow you, but we don't know what the hell's going on. But we're going left. Okay, at least explain to us or at least say something why we're going left. Let's have a discussion so we can at least understand why we're going left. No, we're just going left. See, that's not someone who actually utilizes ideas, and they may be a strong mind, but they're still closed. So as much as that they may be strong, a strong closed mind is not a good thing. Because now we understand that ego is too present, and now you're going to belittle the things that are around you. So remember that, all ideas are meant to inspire some level of action, some level of resolve to say, we got to figure out how to get there. What is the plan? I remember there was a point probably a couple of years ago where me and Cheryl sat there and was like, okay, for this time frame, we were doing this on ourselves. So, okay, we're going to save X amount of dollars each month for this time just to see what would happen. All of a sudden, we started seeing zeros in our accounts. Our life didn't go lower. Our level of where we expected ourselves didn't diminish. But then we started understanding, it says, wait a minute, so if you redirect within the plan, then you start, it's just like when people talk about, you can do different things, and you're supposed to have your hands in different pots. So you're receiving something from here, you're receiving something from there, we got some money coming in from over here or some sustenance coming from there, and we got something coming from over here. And then at the same time, even though you're receiving all these sustenances, you still have to turn around and say, okay, we have to take part of this and invest in that.
But I think that comes from being also not being able to just not to teach but to learn. And every great speaker, they have to be able to hear. And always, like you said before, talking about an empty vessel. And not even hear naturally, but to hear spiritually, because everybody has that gut feeling and the intuition in them that they really need to get still. Like Greg said, he meditates, and the thing is, if you get still and know, then there are certain things that will just come naturally, because it's just about what's the difference of your mindset. And as we started off before, it's not about where you start, it's how you end. We always tell our children that, because the simple fact is, it's not about living for today. It's about tomorrow. It's about what are you doing? What are you doing now that's impacting generations to come? Are you so quick to talk and so quick to and not be quick to listen? And you're missing what you're supposed to do in life. And there was another thing about, because I learned a lot from the animal planet. And it's like when eagles fly high above the sky, they fly above the storm. And chickens, they can't fly that high. The only thing chickens fly, I've never even seen a chicken fly. The thing is you have to understand what you're going to be. Every animal planet, that giraffe that stretches, or that eagle that flies high in the eye in the sky, or the chicken that's on the ground, or the turtle that's on the ground. The thing is, when you are able, we are all able to have some type of wonderful fruit, because we all are different and come with a purpose on life. We are called to be fruitful and to multiply. And we are able to do that through having an empty receptacle to be able to learn and to be a constant student, to be a forward thinker for generations to come. Okay?
Definitely. As we have a couple of minutes left, definitely we want to let you know that the GregandCherylClark.com website will be live very, very soon. And when I say very, very soon, I would say don't be surprised in the next couple of weeks. We will inform you that we will let you know that the site is now up and you can, interact and do all the things that we wish to interact with you with, from, getting the wisdom of Cheryl to getting some of the products that will be there at your disposal to help you grow and to expand your own level of consciousness. We will have a variety of things that will be there for your benefit, and we expect and we will inform you of those things when the time is right. But definitely put that on your radar, that the GregandCherylClark.com website will be up and running very, very soon. But meanwhile, these last couple of times that we will say, even though we still have our Facebook pages, but once the website is up and running, we're going to more or less start pushing you towards or sharing towards the website. But you can go to our Facebook page. Cheryl, can you say that real quick?
Gregory and Cheryl Clark, Facebook page. You can visit us there. And also, you can reach us on Twitter. The handle is Greg and Cheryl Clark without the E on our Twitter page. And those are the two that you can reach us on for Gregory and Cheryl Clark on Facebook and Twitter, Gregory and, it's Greg and Cheryl Clark without the E on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Well, as Cheryl just stated, you want to hit us up and follow us on Twitter, go to the Greg Cheryl Clark without the E handle. Again, that's Greg Cheryl Clark. And that way you'll be able to follow us on Twitter and we'll be able to interact with you on that perspective. And, of course, Our Facebook page is facebook.com/GregandCherylClark. Now, if you're already on Facebook, like as I always state, just type in on your space bar in the space and just type in Gregory and Cheryl Clark, and our lovely faces will pop up, and you'll be able to jump onto the page and like the page and communicate, interact, see the posts that we put up, you know, have that discussion. You know, we put up things as a collective just to see, you know, certain things that are not only spontaneous, but certain things we are purposely put there. And, you know, we're there to empower and to expand, not just only in this particular topic in today's episode, but overall in life. So we always interact with you, and we always are sharing things and putting it out there so you can understand some of the perspectives that we have as a collective. And also, as we say, if you want to follow Cheryl Clark, she has a Twitter handle as well. She has a personal one, which she would love to, you know, interact and tweet with you. I know, I believe it's Connected to Purpose. Is that correct, Cheryl, or am I saying it incorrectly?
No, that's correct.
It was Connected to Purpose.
Connect with Purpose, eh?
Oh, Connect to Purpose. I know the number two is in there. Connect to Purpose. That's probably what it is. Connect to Purpose. So if you're interested in following Cheryl directly along with us, you can go to her Twitter handle, Connect to Purpose, and you will see her beautiful face, and you'll be able to interact with her, and she will start tweeting with you more often and interacting with you more often. And, of course, if you wish to follow me on my personal Twitter handle, it's Big Papa Red Sama. That's BigPoppa Red Sama, RetSama. And we have a few moments. Cheryl, anything else did I forget since we have about 3 minutes left?
No, just join us next time when we're here, same time, same place, and on Wednesday for our 30-minute short one. We'll be talking to you again, and we'll be coming up with some things that you're going to be seeing our faces more. You're going to be seeing us video, so we're excited about that, and we are so interested in connecting with a lot more couples out there, and we're going to give you the opportunity to connect with us. And if you are a couple out there and you're married or soon to be married, and you're just trying to find out what is a successful marriage, if you are in a successful marriage, we definitely want to hear from you. We definitely want to connect with more couples in the near future. We'll have some exciting things that Greg and I are, that's in the pipeline, that is about to happen, and we are so excited about it. We're so excited about the things that is happening with this endeavor that was just a thought that now is in fruition and in the pipeline. So if you are a successful couple, and if you are not a successful couple and would like us to reach us and have any questions and you would like us to cover a topic, you can inbox Gregory or myself, or both of us at the Gregory Clark, Gregory and Cheryl Clark Facebook page for right now. It was a pleasure being with you this afternoon, and we look forward to coming to you once again next Monday, same time, same place at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Greg?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So without further ado, it's been our honor not only to acknowledge our ancestors and allow us to experience, but we honor the fact that you are supporting us and listening to us, and we honor that. We take that. We don't take anything
yes.
for granted. We don't take anything that you are supposed to be here. We respect the fact of time, because everyone has the same amount of time. It's just how effective are you using yours? So without further ado, it's before I sign off, we always say at the end of each broadcast, we wish nothing but peace for you, and we wish for you to breathe life and love daily. And as long as you do that, You're going to stay an open vessel that's going to be an empty cup that will be able to receive what it is that you need from the universe. So, this is Greg signing off on behalf of Cheryl Clark and the Couples TV Show. We will see you the next time when we'll be here with some more information. Peace.